Sotomayor is the daughter of Puerto Rican parents who grew up poor in the Bronx, a section of New York City. She later attended prestigious universities and excelled in the legal profession before being nominated for the federal bench in 1991 by former Republican President George H.W. Bush. When the Senate Judiciary Committee voted 13-6 to approve her nomination and send it to the Senate, only one Republican, Senator Lindsey Graham, voted in her favor. In this week's Senate floor debate, Sotomayor will receive the support of six Republicans who have so far announced they will vote for her out of the 40 Republicans in the Senate minority. But Republicans opposing the nomination will repeat assertions made during her confirmation hearing that Sotomayor would be a judicial activist bringing a left-leaning bias to the court. On Tuesday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell set the tone, saying her writings and statements indicated she is committed to a standard of empathy rather than equal justice under the law.
If empathy is the new standard, then the burden is on nominees like her, who are chosen on that basis, to demonstrate a firm commitment to equal justice under the law. On the contrary, Judge Sotomayor has openly doubted the ability of judges to adhere to this core principle, and she's even doubted the wisdom of them doing so.
Democrats will cite her academic record and her 17 years as a federal judge, saying her rulings demonstrate she is committed to upholding the law and that she would not permit her personal background or philosophies to influence her decisions. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid said he was disappointed that no more than six Republicans had so far announced they would support Sotomayor.
Judge Sonia Sotomayor is an American of tremendous qualifications. Both her academic record and her career experience really are second to none.
Since President Barack Obama nominated her for the Supreme Court, Sotomayor has battled allegations that her past statements to young law students indicated that she would bring a bias to the court. Republicans also asserted that some of Sotomayor's rulings, including those involving gun rights and one involving a reverse employment discrimination lawsuit filed by a group of mostly white workers, were lacking in legal reasoning. Sotomayor said she regretted one comment in which she suggested that a wise Latina with the richness of her experiences would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male who has not lived that life, saying she unequivocally does not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging. Sotomayor said personal experiences play a role, but ultimately the law must prevail.
I do believe that life experiences are important to the process of judging. They help you to understand and listen, but that the law requires a result, and it will command you to the facts that are relevant to the disposition of the case.
In casting the sole Republican vote for Sotomayor in the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican Lindsey Graham said Sotomayor's past comments had to be placed in context.
How many of my speeches would unnerve people on the other side? Probably almost all of them. The speeches had to be put in context of her judicial record. And I do not want to set a standard here, Mr. Chairman, where people aspiring to be a judge will never have a thought, never take on an unpopular cause.
With Democrats holding a formal 60-vote majority in the Senate, an important margin that technically allows them to overcome minority filibusters, Sotomayor's confirmation is all but assured. In addition to being the first Hispanic to serve, Sotomayor would also become only the third woman, after currently serving Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the retired Sandra Day O'Connor, to be appointed to the High Court. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.